Fracking isn't just an environmental and energy issue, contends Winona Hauter, the founder and executive director of the nonprofit watchdog Food and Water Watch. It also has deep roots in the economic and political history of the past century, which she details in the opening chapters of her new book, Frackopoly.
The oil and gas industry has become so powerful because they have been able, through the 20th century, to basically have monopoly power. In the 1980s, we saw the end to antitrust law as we had known it before. But they had gained so much influence over regulations, over legislation, that they really have been able to dictate what public policy is regarding energy use.
The mining technique known as hydraulic fracturing, fracking for short, was first developed in the 1940s, but it has only been used intensively for a little more than the past decade, as new reserves of natural gas have been exploited and promoted as a cleaner alternative to coal and oil. Hauter challenges that claim.
Fracking is a much more dangerous process than conventional drilling for oil and gas. It requires 50 times more water. It requires the use of a whole range of toxic chemicals and solvents injected deep underground in multiple stages. So there are a lot of damages that can take place underground, including the pollution of aquifers. Also, we have the overuse of water resources because so much fracking is taking place in dry areas. And then there's all the air pollution.
And that's just getting it out of the ground. Hauter cautions that burning this gas also has a serious downside.
Natural gas is as bad, if not worse, than coal, because methane, which is what natural gas is, turns out to be almost 100 times a more potent greenhouse gas in the first 20 years after it's emitted. And that's the period that we have to take the most action to really try to turn back some of the damage to our atmosphere.
Fracking is now facing the dual problems of declining production and mounting public opposition, which has injected the issue into the current presidential campaign.
We've made a lot of progress across the country, and I think it was the size and vocalness of that movement that brought fracking to the forefront in the debate over who would be the Democratic nominee. We need to do this state by state, and we really need to begin to hold the people we elect accountable. I don't think we did that with President Obama. That's one of the reasons he has been very pro-natural gas. You really have to make these leaders do it. You have to give them the political cover, and you have to force them to do it.
Hauter concludes her extensively researched book with a 17-point agenda for further grassroots activism to not just shut down fracking and all other forms of fossil fuel extraction, but demand an expedited plan for moving to a clean energy economy. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.